If our minds are stained by sin and we're all fallible, how can a pastor ever say with certainty what a particular Bible passage means? Well, the answer to that question is because there is a science of interpreting it. That is to say, it doesn't depend upon the man who is doing the interpretation completely. I mean, it does call for the work of the Holy Spirit in his life. He needs to be a believer, a Christian, and I think he needs to be a Christian who's obedient to the Lord. But even with our fallen capacities as believers, we can approach the Word of God with the right principles of interpretation, which are based upon fixed standards. In other words, the language, either Hebrew, Greek, or on a few occasions Aramaic, the background history and customs, other portions of Scripture that inform a passage of Scripture. There are a number of principles of interpretation. They are the same ones that we use here in America in the modern time to go back and interpret the Constitution. It's an ancient document. Nobody who was there when it was written is still alive. And lawyers go back to determine what the Constitution meant when it was written. We do the same with the Bible. We go back and reconstruct the scene, and we can do that because we have enough of the history, enough of the background to bring to bear upon the passage the scientific elements necessary to give us an accurate interpretation. And you'll find through history, whether you're dealing with somebody in the second century, right after the church was born, or today, there is consistency in the mainstream of Christian interpreters, so that there is no deviation from then to now in how they interpreted, the true and the pure interpreters of Scripture interpreted the passages of the Bible. We know more now, of course, because we're further along and we've had more time to work on some of the more difficult ones, but the heart of our message has remained the same because the way we approach it is based on fixed principles.